Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in Long Beach, California today. You're going to hear all about it as we broadcast from the Scuba Show on the left coast and then head out to Hawaii. That's all coming up on today's broadcast. But first, let's start the show off correct, because we've had some big news that has happened during the week here as we lead up to our Saturday broadcast. Of course, I'm talking about the sinking of the Vandenberg off the coast of Key West. The folks there covering it for us in the flesh, my good buddy and dive partner, of course I'm talking about Neil Watson, is on the line. How you doing, Neil?
Greg, I am doing fine, man. So fine. What an incredible, I was going to say weekend, but it's not even a weekend, but it feels like it.
Yes.
We're down in Key Weird, and I'm here with my buddy Captain Slate and Captain Bruce and Hilda and everybody, and I tell you what, this morning was memorable. I mean, absolutely amazing. I mean, I've seen sinkings, but this was incredible. Captain Slate was just so jealous it went down upright.
Yeah.
Happy and jealous. No. I mean, Dima hosted an event last night. We had the mayor from Key West here and a bunch of legislators that were responsible for passing the Ships to Reef legislation in Florida. And, you know, you dream of a situation like today. The weather was perfect. I mean, I think it was storming all over Florida except Key West. And we went out on a VIP boat, and they had the countdown. I mean, we circled the ship about four times. There had to be 500 boats out there. I mean, it was incredible, incredible. And they had the countdown, but before the countdown, sang the national anthem, did a countdown, they blew it, you saw this big billow of smoke, and this thing, Greg, in probably less than 3 minutes, I mean, just went underwater, perfectly flat, and Slate brought this up, and you know, everybody's saying, well, you know, do you think that it went to the bottom upright? And Slate said, well, hell, the thing is like 90 feet tall, and it's in 140 feet of water, so it only had to go another 30 feet. So the reports are back that it is perfectly upright. It's going to be an incredibly spectacular dive. Slate's going to do it tomorrow. Unfortunately, I got to go back. It was amazing, just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a double-edged sword. You know, when the Spiegel Grove went down, it went turtle, and oh, my God, all hell broke loose. However, the upside to that is that it got coverage all across the U.S., and everybody knew about the Spiegel Grove. Now, the Vandenberg went down today. We're recording this interview with Neil the day it sank, which is a Wednesday, by the way. It went down with very few, if any, problems, and I don't know how much of this news is filtering out across the country like it did with the Spiegel Grove, but I'm sure it will filter out eventually, and listen, maybe this is the first step, right, Neil?
I got a call from somebody that was watching it live on, I think, CNN and Fox, so no, it got some amazing, amazing publicity.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just asleep at the... I guess I just missed it. You know, I'm in Orlando, and I opened up the local paper here, and I'm expecting to see something on the Vandenberg, and I didn't see squat. So, you know, hopefully tomorrow it'll be on the front page, and all the pictures will start filtering out, and everybody will get it. And if they caught it on CNN and Fox, that's all the better. But the deal is we need to let everybody know it's now available and diveable off of the coast of Key West. And
it is down. It is diveable. And I think my buddy Greg Holt, my dive buddy, and I should come down in a week or two when the dust settles and do a visual inspection of this thing to make sure that they did it right. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think I'm willing to make that sacrifice of time and effort to do what is necessary for Scuba Radio listeners, Neil. So I'll take that ball, I'll take that fin and kick with it, and join you down there in Key West Air in a couple weeks. Now, you mentioned Captain Slate's going to dive this thing tomorrow. Can you hand the phone to him? Let me talk to him.
Captain Slate is right here. He's drinking Tabasco sauce, smoking a cigar. Hang on. Hello, hello.
Hey, you're drinking Tabasco sauce. What the heck's that all about?
Well, you know, when you roll oysters in Key West, that's what you got to do. You got to take a shot of Tabasco. You know, it's kind of like tequila. You know, you lick the salt and then you eat an oyster.
Aha, okay. Whatever works for you, Captain Slate. Now that explains his digestive issues.
That thing about oysters and the aphrodisiac ain't true. I ate a dozen last night, worked 11 times.
Whoa! Nice. TMI.
We missed you down here today, buddy.
Well, you know, I'm trying to cover two events at once there, Captain Slate, so I figured you and Neil could cover that base for me down in Key West. I'll go out to Long Beach and cover the scuba show and then come back in a couple
weeks
and dive it. Now, tomorrow, are you part of the initial dive crew to go down there and check out the Vandenberg to make sure everything's fine as far as letting divers get down there on the wreck or what?
No, they had 40 safety divers up with the tech dive force down here and SDI group that went over just now. They're only now just clearing everything, explosives that didn't go off, whatever, and they're going to let us go out tomorrow and dive it. We're going to probably go out about 10:30. I'm on the board of directors, as you know, of the Florida Keys Community College, and they let us mount a camera on the mast, and we're going to go down and retrieve that camera tomorrow.
Oh, very nice. All right, so but it'll be open for business for all the dive operators to start using immediately tomorrow, right?
My understanding is, yes, sir. Anybody who wants to go can go. I think they're saying a 10:30 deadline on it, but that may be removed. We're waiting to hear today, but it will be diveable tomorrow. Yes, sir.
Excellent. Now, Captain Slate, you were obviously very much involved in the Spiegel Grove when that went down in Key Largo. Watching the Vandenberg, did it bring back some memories, both good and bad, or what?
Well, of course, I was a nervous Nelly until I saw that ship down exactly perfectly straight. And again, like I said, it's 90 feet tall, and in 140 feet of water, once that thing cleared the surface, you only got 40 feet to drop. It was not going to move. It was going straight on the bottom. And, of course, EOD did this ship. They didn't get a chance to do our ship, and they did a perfect job. So we're really excited. We can't wait to get out there and see this beautiful wreck.
Excellent. Now, Captain Slate, also, being that you've dove the Spiegel Grove so many times, you're very familiar with the layout of the ship and what it's like to dive. How do you think the Vandenberg is going to compare?
Well, I think it'll be very comparable. It's the same size ship, actually 12 feet longer. And it's going to be a high-profile ship like our ship. It's just going to be a little bit shallower, which is good. I hope the top's going to be where they want it to be, right around 40 feet. And with these bigger rays that it has on it, I don't know if you've seen it, I know, but our listeners maybe not, but these bigger radar antenna, that they left three of them on it, and they're going to be just a perfect dive fish haven, and you can go up under those big antennas without going into a, a line and reel situation. There's a big door on either side. You can swim through them. And it's up on the upper deck, so our divers will be able to swim right through those big antenna housings, and it'll be just a wonderful, wonderful event for them. Because when we went on the ship, there's so many neat things to discover on the top of the deck. You'll never have to go inside of it, which you can do with the right training, but it's just going to be a great open wreck.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, one of the great underwater photo ops on the Spiegel Grove is the flag that is up there right there by the wheelhouse of the Spiegel Grove. Do they got a similar type thing on the Vandenberg, or do you know, Captain Slate?
Yeah, it's a little different configuration because the Vandenberg is more of a full-deck boat because our ship is the landing ship dock, and in the back 300 and so feet of it are open like a dock, and which gives you a great big area to explore. Now, the Vandenberg deck all the way back to the stern. So you have an upper deck that runs the entire length of the ship, which where the radar arrays were, and then you go down, you step down to another deck, and then the lower deck is going to still be at about 100 feet, just like on a Spiegel Row.
Very nice.
Very similar ships as far as size and the depth they're going to sit at.
Now, what do you think? Do you think divers are going to need to make this new trek to Florida and do like the Oriskany, Spiegel Grove, and Vandenberg? It's going to be like a three-way wreck mania type adventure now, or what?
Well, the beauty of it is now we have two of the three largest wrecks ever sunk in the world for diving right here in the Keys, from Key Largo to Key West. And absolutely, it's going to be the same type of scenario as the Spiegel. You're going to have to dive it 15, 20 times to see it all. So it will bring people back down through the Keys to dive the Spiegel Grove on their way to dive the Vandenberg. And we're just excited as heck about it because we know what it's going to create economic-wise from the Vandenberg, I mean, from the Spiegel. So, yeah, we're just, it's a total Keys event, and we're happy about it.
Yeah. Neil, or Captain Slate, what about, the fish in that particular area where they've sunk the Vandenberg? You know much about the ecology of the situation there? Is it going to help the surrounding area as far as fish populations and diversity and that kind of thing, they hope, or what?
Oh, absolutely. We know for sure, and you do too, that a large artificial reef, and of course we're talking ships like this, will create a natural reef. In other words, it attracts fish just faster than a natural reef because there's just billions of places for these guys to hide. And with less than a year, you will see baby fish in row being born on that wreck, and that'll be their home forever. In fact, when the Spiegel Row first time it invertedly rolled over, we dove it to get the cameras off of it an hour later, and there were fish on it. It will build a reef in the barren sand. That's exactly why we put it out there in the sand.
Well, and I imagine the same thing will happen there for the Vandenberg for sure. Now, what about this camera that you're going to retrieve tomorrow? What exactly are you going to use this for? Just for archival footage of how the wreck went down, or what?
Exactly. It's just footage that we wanted to get off of the ship at the highest point going underwater. And the camera will run until, it's probably running now, it'll run a few hours until the film gives out, and you will actually be able to see the ship go down, and it sit there as the clarity gets better as the day goes on, because, of course, when the ship hit the bottom, it's going to create some silt.
Right.
And by tomorrow, it should be very, I would say we'd have 40, 50 foot of viz with the prevailing currents in that area. It should be clean enough to easily see a major portion of the ship on one dive. So that's what we're excited about.
Yeah, I mean, is the idea to take that footage and make like the ultimate YouTube video, or is there some kind of scientific purpose behind that footage you're trying to capture?
It's actually both, because we put it on from our marine science degree, our class put it on there from the college, our marine technologies class, and they're going to use it for both. But I guarantee you there's probably YouTube pictures up right now from the cameras that were, the helicopter cameras that were up above it.
Yeah, and all the boaters in the area, I'm sure, are going to have clips and pictures right there. Just do a search on Vandenberg. It's ready to dive down in Key West.
Oh, yes, it is.
All right. Hey, coming up, we have Project Dive Exploration 2009 to tell you about. Then it's off to the Divers Alert Network exhibitor party at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ricky Skerritt from the Ministry of Tourism, St. Kitts. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't turn that dial.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, before we go to the exhibitor party at with Divers Alert Network, we actually have a representative on from Dan right now on the phone. Donna is her name. She heads up the research department for Dan, and she's also a world-class arm wrestler. And she's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Donna?
Hey, Greg. Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. And, yeah, we'll get into the arm wrestling thing here in just a bit to refresh everybody's memory on that time, and, you know, where we had a little fun at one of the bars up at one of the dive shows. But we'll save that. We'll save that to keep people listening. They're going to want to know what that's all about.
I'm amused.
Yeah, but Project Dive Exploration is underway, hot and heavy. The summertime is here, and it's time to gather more information to make divers safe with our friends from Dan. Help us out, Donna. What are you guys doing?
All right. For the summer months, Greg, we are putting on the third annual Project Dive Exploration, PDE Extravaganza. And this is a way for divers, we kind of are trying to give back to our divers who share data with us. So what we really want is we want individual scuba divers who are diving compatible dive computers, and there's a full list on the Dan website under the research section, but computers like Suunto, Uitech, DiveRite, the Vision Electronics for rebreathers, VR3, Shearwater, Cochrane, all are compatible computers. And we want people who are using those computers and download electronically their profiles to share those profiles with us at Dan. All the information on how to do it, it's pretty straightforward and easy. It's all listed on the Dan website, or they can contact the research department. We'd like to have their dives year-round, but for the extravaganza, we're trying to give back. So from Memorial Day, May 25th, through Labor Day, September 7th, we are rewarding divers who send us their dive profiles. For every 10 dives that a diver sends, they're going to get a specially designed T-shirt. It's pretty cool. Again, we're in our third year, and we just keep getting more and more creative with the design. We also then get them entered into a raffle. Every 5 additional dives they send us, they get another addition into the raffle. So the more dives they send in, the more chances they have to win. And the grand prize is actually $250 to be used at the Dan store on Dan products. So kind of a way to give back and a thank you back to our divers who share data with us.
Yeah, and you really want to do this because you guys take the data and analyze it and find out what's working and what's not as far as DCS and that kind of thing, right?
Definitely, definitely. We're looking at risk factors in decompression sickness and just kind of what are those risk factors and what we can do to maybe make diving safer. What's really nice about individual divers submitting dives to us is we're not just getting them from one location. We're getting dives from worldwide locations, from all different kinds of dive locations and dive conditions, which is just great and is more powerful data for us.
Yeah, the more people that do it, the better the data is because you got a better sample, correct?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
And obviously we want to make everybody safer. And Dan, as far as I know, is really the only organization on the planet that does this kind of stuff on a consistent basis. So whether there's a carrot out there like a free Dan shirt or all these extra goodies you guys are throwing in for the extravaganza. If you have a compatible computer, I think anybody ought to do this anyway. Don't you think, Donna?
I agree. It's a great way to help us make diving safer for all the divers out there. So it's a way for them to contribute to that. And it's just a lot of fun. You know, we have a lot of fun with the extravaganza and sharing that information back with the divers. So for 2009, we're looking to collect 10,000 dive profiles.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right. So get out there. Go to the Dan website, dan.org, diversalertnetwork.org, and get information on Project Dive Exploration, the 2009 extravaganza now going through Labor Day, and participate and help your fellow divers and yourself in the process. Who knows? You may score a free T-shirt or even more out of the deal. Now, Donna, okay, so we got the business out of the way. Let's talk arm wrestling. At the show in Jersey a few years ago, we may have had a beverage or two, and then I was told after that there were pictures of me and you arm wrestling. But all I remember is that I won, and I came away with some kind of official new title as arm wrestling champion of the world.
I think I remember a crown and everything that went along with that.
There was a crown. There was a beer bottle that was smashed over somebody's head. I don't remember. Does there need to be a rematch? I really don't feel it myself.
Feeling happy? You want to keep that title?
Heck yeah!
All right.
It's one of the few I've been able to achieve over the years. Come on, don't take it away from me.
I don't know. I've been working hard, you know, trying to get myself, you know, ready for a rematch. But you know what, Greg? Why don't you send me a Scuba Radio hat, and we will consider that hush money, and I may let this arm wrestling thing go and let you be the champion.
Okay, fair enough. Deal is done.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. As promised, we have moved out to Long Beach, California for the Scuba Show. It's a major consumer diving event out here on the left coast. We're at the exhibitor party sponsored by Divers Alert Network. And who else would be here other than my former partner in crime, Abby, from now Divers Alert Network. Abby, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Greg. I'm looking forward to an exciting evening of bowling and debauchery here at the Scuba Show.
Yes, you hear bowling pins maybe going in the background. That's because we're at a place called GameWorks across the street from the convention center where the Scuba Show is taking place. Dan is sponsoring a little happy hour exhibitor party after the first setup day. And Abby is standing here in front of me right now getting ready to, well, she's holding a ball.
I'm ready to get, I'm about to get a strike here, Greg. That is my plan. I've almost scored a 300, a perfect game.
Really? You have? In your mind, you've had this in your mind's eye to score a 300 game?
Right. My score is strictly in my mind as I've knocked down very few pins tonight, yes.
Okay. So she's going for the perfect game, maybe.
Well, I feel you've inspired me, Greg. I really think I'm going to get a strike this time. So if I do, it's going to be live. I mean, you're actually going to get my reaction if I get a strike.
Okay, let's see what happens. Abby from Divers Alert Network is rolling up to I don't know, what do you call that? What is this proper stance? What are you doing?
Right. Well, currently I'm warming up. I'm doing a couple of stretches and lunges. But yes, now I'm about to take position and walk up and knock them all down.
All right, go for it. Roll your ball. Okay, Abby from Divers Alert Network is going to bowl. They're doing a bowling party. Here they go. There it goes down the middle of the aisle. And
Oh, my God!
This was rigged. Surely this was rigged.
That was legit. That's the only strike I've gotten all night, probably in my entire life. And I actually got it on the air with Scuba Radio.
All right, I'm looking back. She got a strike. I cannot believe that. I thought surely the pressure would make her choke, and she could do like a gutter ball or a 9-10 split or whatever, 1-10 split. I don't know. She got a strike. Hats off to you. I bow to your power there as far as bowling is concerned, Abby.
You know, when I said you inspired me to get a strike, I didn't even believe it when I said it. And look at me. I got a strike because you were there, Greg. You just might be my lucky charm.
Okay, I'll take it. Why not?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I got laid down in Hawaii.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay!
My brown skin girl with a Mai Tai in one hand.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay!
And I got laid. On the beach in Maui.
Yay!
My brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand.
Yay! I want to go to Hawaii.
My brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand.
Good! I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! want to go to Hawaii.
Yes, I do too. Matter of fact, we're going to do that right after the Long Beach Dive Show. We're going to Kona, Hawaii. You'll hear all about it next week as we broadcast with Kona Huna Divers there on the Big Island in Hawaii. Do not miss it. However, this weekend we are in California. We are in Long Beach for the scuba show. Right now we are recording stuff at the Dan Exhibitor Party on the first, the night before the show. I brought out the typical crew. We have Single Sky. You'll hear from him in just a bit. And, of course, we have Mermaid Angela, and she will be on display here at the Scuba Show over the weekend. You ready for this, Angela?
Yes, I am, Greg.
What are you looking forward to more, hanging out with the Left Coast Divers or going to Kona in Hawaii and diving with mantas on a night dive?
I'm going to have to say Hawaii, Greg. We came here last year and had a great time, and we're starting it off right this time. We're bowling at Game Marks, having a good time, but I'm really looking forward to Hawaii.
Yeah, anything to do with balls, and you'll, is that how it works?
Yeah, I guess.
I think this is a first. I'm not aware of any diver party that entailed bowling, but leave it up to Abby from Divers Alert Network and her partner in crime, Julie, there from Dan, to put together a unique little exhibitor experience before the Long Beach Dive Show. This is kind of cool. And she just got a strike. What'd you get?
I have a 9 right now. I don't know how good that is.
9 is good. 9 is one less than 10, and there's only 10 pins, so hats off to you.
Good to go.
Good to go. All right, so we're going to hang out here at the exhibitor party, talk to some of the other divers that are going to attend the show, and also, obviously, the exhibitors are hanging out here at this event tonight. Anything you're looking forward to as far as at the dive show this weekend, Angela? You were here last year when we went to Fiji, then we went to Fiji. Well, you remember what the show was like. It was kind of fun hanging out with these folks on the Left Coast. A little different kind of vibe, a little like, hey, dude, let's dive kind of. You feel that vibe?
Yeah, we're all hanging out. I'm looking forward to see Weiland. I haven't seen him, and just the different things that people bring. It'll be a good time.
It will be, indeed. And, of course, Mermaid Angela will be on display at the Long Beach Dive Show. So if you're hearing the show here over the weekend, make sure you come on out. We'll be here Saturday and Sunday. Now, let's find out if is Abby bowled since she got her last strike or not?
No, not yet. Nope.
I don't think she wants to jinx it. You know, you kind of stop when you're ahead. Is that the deal when you get a strike like that on it live on the radio?
I could not hear you at all. I have no idea what you.
It was the first time I actually had complimented you on Scuba Radio, and you didn't even hear me.
And I missed it. That's really unfortunate. I saw your lips moving, but I just didn't hear what was coming out of them. So how about you repeat it for me and the rest of the world?
Well, I was congratulating you on your strike that you just got on Scuba Radio, which, by the way, I don't think we've ever covered somebody bowling on Scuba Radio before.
I'm on a bowling high is all I can tell you. I got that strike. Everyone was cheering for me. High fives all around, and I've never felt so good. So I'm going to take on bowling full time now, Greg.
Well, I'll tell you, that was kind of like a little experiment to find out if we should do a spinoff of Scuba Radio called Bowling Radio. And I think after we aired that, I think it's safe to say that will not happen.
And I do not think you will strike out, Greg, with Bowling Radio.
So we will save you that. But, a lot of cool stuff is going on at the Scuba Show. Are you excited about it, Abby, or what?
Am I excited about Scuba Show? Absolutely. It looks like a great turnout so far. It's always good to see all of the vendors, your good friends, and just the people that come out to these events are always great to talk to the public, the divers, and see what they're up to.
More coming up from Long Beach. Stay close.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. peak performance buoyancy and the navigation specialty course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 6. Playing underwater chess is no longer recommended by the Scuba Diving Institute. Studies have indicated that a floating rook can get stuck in the throat of passing fish. And there's nothing more irritating than having a little plastic rook show up in your flounder dinner.
Let the game begin.
Please get me out of here.
And besides, those cardboard chess boards keep getting all soggy and fall apart. And nobody wants that.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Meyer, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. You're looking happy today, Jeff.
Hey, spring is in the air, and that always makes me happy.
Yeah? How come?
It means the start of dive season is just around the corner.
You mean there's an end to dive season?
Oh, sure. There are a lot of us who dive year-round, but for many divers, spring and summer mark the start of their diving days.
Ah, and spring is here.
Yes, it is. We've still got a bit of time until the dive season kicks off, but it's a perfect time to get ready for it.
Got any advice on how we can do that?
As a matter of fact, I do. Now is a time when it's all about preparation. That way, you'll be ready to get in the water as soon as you get the chance.
Starting with?
How about yourself? Hopefully, you've spent some time over the winter either starting or reinvigorating your fitness routine, but if not, it's never too late. Make sure you're eating well and exercising, so you'll be in shape for the water.
Sounds easy enough.
Yep, and there's one more step to make it complete. All of us should routinely monitor our health, so if you haven't had a physical in the last year, it's a great time to get one.
I'll make an appointment. I'm guessing we should spend some time on our equipment, too, though, huh?
That's next in line, sure. If you haven't done it already, it's time to take the big stuff in for servicing. BCDs, regulators, tanks, and anything else that needs attention.
That's a good reminder. I think mine's due, now that I think about it. But what about the smaller stuff? You know, like accessories and toys?
Those should be given every bit of attention you show every other piece of gear. In fact, it's almost more important, since we tend to forget that the smaller stuff should be checked as thoroughly as anything else.
Like what?
Start with electronics. Your computer, your dive light, or tank markers. Are they all working? Do they have fresh batteries? Make sure that everything that runs on batteries has a new one. Even if it works now, it doesn't mean it'll make it through the season. And you don't want it to quit on you while you're in the middle of a dive.
What else?
How about things that spend most of their time rolled up, like dive reels? They should be unrolled and checked for fraying or weak spots in the line. And safety sausages? They're another one that spends a lot of time tightly bound, so unroll them and even inflate them just to make sure they're good to go. Lift bags should get the same treatment.
How about straps, like on your fins and mask?
Absolutely. Definitely check those and take a look at your dive knife to make sure it hasn't rusted. Take a look at your exposure protection and make sure there aren't any holes or split seams.
What are we forgetting?
How about emergency planning? If you've got an oxygen unit, you absolutely should be checking it to ensure it's in proper working order. And first aid kits. Take a minute to go through them and ensure they're fully stocked.
How about taking a minute to review any emergency assistance plans you've generated?
An excellent suggestion. Double-check all the information and numbers on your emergency assistance plan to make sure everything's correct and up-to-date.
I'll make a note of it.
The point is, every single piece of gear you use in your diving should be thoroughly inspected before you head off for another summer in the sun. No detail is too small. Equipment is beautifully designed these days, and it's never been safer, but it still requires proper care and maintenance. But if you take care of it, it'll take you on some grand adventures this summer.
And that'll definitely put a spring in your step. Spring is here, which means summer is just around the corner. And with summer comes dive season. It's a great time of year to do your pre-season safety check. So pull out your gear and give it a thorough inspection. Spending some time with it now means your time can be spent in the water later. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Well, we are at the Dan Exhibitor Party at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, so it's only appropriate that we do a Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. Now, with me is Abby. She used to work with me on the Scuba Radio. Now she's got herself a real job as field representative and just all-around cool girl for Divers Alert Network. Now, she just rolled a strike here at the exhibitor party. It's actually at a bowling lane across the street from the convention center where they're holding the Scuba Show. And not only did she get a strike live on Scuba Radio, which is the first time we've ever covered such an event, and likely the last, she now has a trophy in front of her. Now, what is this all about, Abby? What are you guys doing here for the exhibitor party for the Scuba Show and have this? What is this, a bowling trophy or a scuba trophy? What's going on?
Well, Greg, this is our first bowling exhibitor bowling party sponsored by Dan, and we thought it's only appropriate to bring a trophy for the highest scorer tonight, and it is a bowling slash scuba trophy. As you can tell, we put a lot of thought into this trophy.
And yeah, I see it's dated 1984. Well, I don't get it.
Well, I point out that it took us 25 years to find this particular trophy. And we have fashioned a nice little snorkel, actually, on top of the swimmer here.
But that is nice.
But ultimately, the winner tonight will be able to not only, you know, be able to walk away with a lot of pride, but they can walk away with this amazing trophy, and we do expect a speech by the end of the night.
And we have Scuba Radio. We have kind of like a, it's kind of like a bowling scramble forming for a Scuba Radio team. So I have different people from Scuba Radio rotating and taking a turn. So if we win, we'll be able to share this trophy and put it next to our other trophy because we are the award-winning Scuba Radio as the official radio show that has won Best Group Costume at DEMA Show 2007, I believe. Best Halloween Costume Group Contest or Group Costume.
I was a part of that first trophy that you won to make.
You were a giant weight belt. You were, I think you were weight number three, or were you the buckle? No, I was the buckle because, well, hey, I'm me. You were just a weight at that time.
Yes, I was just a weight. But I was part of the first award-winning presentation for Scuba Radio, and I would like to be a part of the second. So if you actually bowl the best game tonight, Greg, you can walk away with this trophy, and then you're going to have to get yourself a trophy case because you will have won two awards for Scuba Radio.
Yes, the award-winning Scuba Radio for best bowler in the dive industry and best group costume. I see that. I'm going to vision. I'm going to take a mental, you know, I'm in California, so I gotta take in that whole mental kind of attitude vibe they have here out on the left coast. You know what I'm saying? The visualization type stuff.
Right. If you
that or either tantric type. Maybe I'm getting the two mixed up.
Go in the corner, meditate for a little while, get your chakra all in check, and then bowl. A perfect game, Greg. You can do it.
Yes, they know their bowls on many levels here out on the left coast. So maybe that's how it'll all come together. Who knows? But if you haven't figured it out already, we're having a lot of fun. And that's what the exhibitor party here, sponsored by Divers Alert Network for the Scuba Show, is all about. We got more coming up. We're going to talk to the exhibitors and some of the people who've come out to the show next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Radio. Radio. Sweet zombie Jesus! It's huge!
Oh, whoa, that's big!
A colossal mouth bass! It's diving!
It's pulling us under! Everyone into the ship!
Hey, divers, this show's for you, your friends, your neighbors, your dive buddies, too. Cause you all know this is the show. For those who go, we're proud to blow. Now this sounds like the place to go. So everybody, go with the flow. Cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. Now this sounds like the place to go. So everybody, go with the flow. Cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. Now this sounds like the place to go. So everybody, go with the flow. Cause we're like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're bowling. Yes, that's what we're doing as divers today as we get ready for the scuba show in Long Beach, California. Divers Alert Network is hosting an exhibitor party across the street at a place called Gameworks, and they have bowling, and they have a trophy, and it's just fun. That's what divers do when they can't dive. They get together and have a good time with balls, right?
Exactly.
Julie, is that
what you... Exactly.
Yeah. Now, Julie is, she's kind of like Abby's... boss, really, right?
Yeah, really.
You get to tell her what to do, where to go, that kind of thing?
Exactly. I am now officially a manager at Dan, and I have one employee.
Well, hey, you got to start. Yeah, but it's a very, yeah, what the best?
She has one very amazing employee.
Yes. Okay, exactly, right, exactly. So, this is a cool thing that you guys are doing. It's unique. It's the first time it's ever been done, I guess, right? So will this be the first annual Dan party for the scuba show in Long Beach, possibly, or what?
I think so. A lot of our people that we work with at Dan are exhibitors at the show. And when the show starts, it's too busy to talk to them and network with them. So we thought that this would be a good opportunity to get all those folks together before all the customers come so we can network and talk to each other and just hang out and have fun.
Absolutely. And you got a trophy. You might even win a trophy.
It took me 5 whole minutes to make that trophy.
At least. I mean, the detail is quite impressive.
Vintage
1984 swim trophy that has been converted and updated into something you put a little Barbie snorkel on there. It's kind of cool.
It's brought in especially from Durham, North Carolina. So it's, unique.
Yes, it is. And it's something that's going to be worth working for. Unfortunately, they don't have my shoes available in the size I wear. I have a perfect foot, size 12. Let the record show. And they don't have them available. So I'm going to recruit some Scuba Radio friends, have them bowl for me. We're going to get this trophy and bring it home to O-Town. I feel it. And then next year, it'll be up for grabs. I don't know. We'll have to see. But we'll get another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. We're going to talk to some more of the exhibitors here at the party, as well as some people who have come in just for the show, just to hang out and talk to the divers and attend the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. It's all in hour two. Don't go anywhere.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.